I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yesterday, Philippine authorities reported that ISIS militants attacked the city of Morari, kidnapped a Catholic priest and over a dozen congregants, and burned buildings. President Rodrigo Duterte declared martial law in Mindanao, but he might expand that across the country. Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Mission explains.
The southern part has had a lot of Muslims, and that's been a fertile ground for terrorism. They would have a caliph where they would have Sharia law. And the government in the Philippines keeps saying and thinking they've got things under control, but the next thing you know, something else pops up.
Christian Aid supports several ministry partners in the Philippines. So would you be praying for their protection and that they would persevere in spreading the hope of Christ? And for about a year now, three women from Set Free Ministries and Forgotten Men Ministries have met with female inmates at a county jail on a weekly basis. Now, as they share the gospel, they also help the women identify the lies that have held them captive. For instance, many women believe they have no value and that God can't love them. But while nobody can make the women believe God loves them, this team is exemplifying his love to them in every class period. Sue Dunn, a Set Free volunteer, says,
"We pray for and want to see them live in freedom and to see bondage broken and lies replaced with truth. So the challenge comes to just knowing that God's in charge and trusting him to do his work with the seeds that are planted."
To learn more about this ministry outreach, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.